And welcome back. It is today's Topical Currents, Joseph Cooper, along with Bonnie Berman. Bonnie, it's another hot, muggy South Florida afternoon. I know I started out the last segment with that, but it's really incredible now here in late July. And don't expect any relief for months, of course. Then again, there's always ice cream to consider, especially the creamy, unique, homemade variety. Linda Gassenheimer is here, and we have a truly stupendous sample of ice creams before us. Ooh.
Whoa, it's all about ice cream today, Joseph Cooper. Did you know that July is National Ice Cream Month? You know, it's one of America's favorite comfort foods. Creamy, smooth, rich. It'll make anyone's bad day feel a lot better. And we've been gorging ourselves here feeling a lot better.
Speak for yourself.
And some more.
I saw you having triples and quadruples, Bonnie Berman. Well, in 1984, President Ronald Reagan declared July National Ice Cream Month. Here to help us celebrate is Rosa Mexicano's regional executive chef, James Cawley. They're having a special ice cream festival there. Yummy. Let's welcome James Cawley. Welcome, James.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Great to have you with us, especially since you filled the studio with this wonderful ice cream. And of course, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. What's your favorite ice cream story, or do you have some ice cream questions for Chef James? Call us. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. Do we have email?
We do. Radio at WLRN.org. We also have Twitter. It's at Topical Currents.
Okay. And of course, our favorite wine guy is with us, Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype. And you can read Fred's wine suggestions for my Dinner Minutes columns, but you can also read his wine column in today's Miami Herald. Fred, are we going to have wine with ice cream?
Well, I don't know. That's kind of a hard thing to come up with, so I'll have to see what I can do, but I don't know.
Especially with some of the flavors we have here.
I put my money on Fred.
So do I.
Well, you know, it's National Ice Cream Month, but it's also National Tequila Day within a couple days from now. So we'll
yesterday.
Think of something.
It was yesterday, Fred. Okay, Chef James Cawley, Rosa Mexicana is having their ice cream festival, but is ice cream popular in Mexico?
It is, in a sense, where the snow cones, which we're doing on our menu for the first time, that's really one of the essences of wonderful street ice snow cones. So what we're doing at the restaurant to really, as a traditional way, is having snow cone stations brought out to the dining room and doing snow cones right at the table
side. So what are you putting in your snow cone?
You're going to have a different array of flavors. And what we're going to do is a guava, chili, and arbol huckleberry.
Wait. Guava, chili, arbol?
That's right.
Huckleberry? Okay. Next one?
Or you could have... It's actually going to be a combination. So we're going to have multiple flavors, and you'll be able to choose. So such as a mocha caramel horchata and mango mint and chili. And toppings is strawberry compote, shaved Mexican chocolate. So it's really up to you. We shave the ice, you pick the flavor.
Whoa, okay. Now, we've been telling everybody about all this wonderful ice cream we're tasting. So let's taste it again and tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's waiting.
Yes, what happened to James that he's over there now? He used to be next to me.
No, I put him next to me. Sorry, this is ice cream.
I see,
yes.
Linda.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you have to watch
I
out
see
now.
The way you've changed the... I didn't hear the music stop. From musical chair. He was here.
Okay. Well, he's got his spoon ready to give you some ice cream.
Okay.
So what's the first one you're digging out there?
Well, the first one is one of our features. It's an avocado ice cream that we're going to actually be making tableside in a guacamole-type setting where we'll have the guacamole carts at the table. But instead of using avocados, obviously, for guacamole, we're using avocado ice cream and all the flavors that will go into it, such as we'll have white chocolate chips, we'll have strawberries, we'll have raspberry sauce, we'll have hot fudge, and we'll have chiffonade mitt, which would take place actually of a cilantro. So in the essence, it's like a guacamole, but instead it's a guacamole avocado ice cream dessert, basically.
So what's this black thing you've got on this?
The black thing is a molcajete. That's a lava rock. And what we're going to do is basically just put the...
Wow.
Avocado ice cream.
Now, this is a green color ice cream.
Very light.
Right, the green from the avocados.
Right. And then you're putting into that.
Makes
go ahead.
Sense.
So then you're going to add all your flavors.
It's completely almonds. And
that's the white chocolate chips, and then you'll
white chocolate chips,
some fudge.
Oh my gosh!
Some mint.
Uh huh. And he's mixing this all in this
mocajete.
Mocajete, which you usually at this restaurant make guacamole.
It's sort of like a mortar.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, right. Okay.
And then you're going to mix all that up.
All right. So no, stop the mixing and let's eat.
Okay. So
it's mixed
okay. up. Some of that.
All right. And
that's also going to be served with buñuelos, which are crispy tortillas with cinnamon sugar, and that acts as your chip for like a guacamole. What
okay,
you,
you stop spooning the
I'm
ice
sorry.
Cream out. You have to watch him every minute, right? That's why I'm sitting next to him.
We have a few unique flavors that we want to talk about as well.
Oh my!
Something that you might not, you know, recognize as a very nice flavor is a Mexican sour gherkin and jalapeno sorbet.
Mm-hmm.
But what you get when you taste it is a really palate cleansing. Very refreshing sorbet with a little bit of a hint of spice. So it's coming off of a really hot day like this. You'll try the sorbet, and it might sound to you like it's going to be an awkward flavor, but
in turn,
it's actually really
refreshing.
I'm
eating this avocado ice cream,
mm-hmm.
and I've got them. It's just delicious, but that little hint of mint.
Yes,
that
makes all the difference.
The fresh mint.
And now I'm eating. This is.
The Mexican, that's the Mexican
gherkin?
Sour
ice,
gherkin.
Ice
it's
cream?
Like a little watermelon. If you could imagine a little petite watermelon the size of your thumb, it's really got a cucumber-type flavor.
Wait, Bonnie's leaving her mic so she could go over and get some more ice cream.
Oh. No, I wanted the gherkin.
Oh, the gherkin. The gherkin. Oh, this one, okay.
You know, I thought it wasn't going to be very good. I have to be honest here. But
this is like the old house party.
But it's so refreshing and delicious. Very icy because it's a sorbet, and a beautiful green color.
It is refreshing, like watermelon,
right?
Or cucumbers. It tastes like a what is that? A cucumber soup? A cold cucumber soup? But it's much more refreshing.
One of the other flavors we have. One of the other flavors that we have is a sweet cream with. A cajeta, which is a goat's milk caramel, and a hot fudge.
So we have
two different swirls in the ice cream.
It's a goat milk caramel.
Yes.
Goat milk caramel.
Right.
Oh, wait, I'm just going to dig right in here.
Go ahead.
Right, okay. They can wait. They can wait.
Thanks.
Thanks, Linda.
Now I have to give her another napkin.
Yeah, I just dripped.
She's got it running down her chin.
No, I do not. So this is... It's got this... Go ahead. They're waiting.
Oh, okay. So that's just the ice creams that we're doing. So, you know, this year we're also offering paletas and paleta...
No, we need to tell people what a paleta is.
A paleta is a popsicle. So
okay.
We're doing different flavors of popsicles that we're offering for the first time, this, as well as the raspados, the shaved ice that we're doing. The paletas are arroz con leche and peach. So we have a two-flavored...
Sorry. Arroz con leche?
Right, like rice.
Putting rice in the ice cream?
That's correct. Like you make a rice milk and then you with the rice and then you fill the popsicle container up halfway and then you let that freeze and then you fill it up with peach and then you let that freeze and you put the stick in it.
You mean kind of like a chocolate with rice in it, like crunchy?
No.
It's crunchy.
He makes
milk
out of it.
Like with rice flour.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And a papaya and passion fruit. So again, two flavors. We're just filling up the popsicle container halfway, letting it freeze, and then adding the other flavor. Adding the other flavor.
Okay, we have a caller here. Let's take. It's Matt in Fort Lauderdale. Hi, Matt. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi. I have a suggestion with ice cream. I love ice cream, and I also love clouds. And if you have a real fluffy ice cream, when you take a bite, look up at a big, beautiful cloud. It'll make it all the much better.
But you look at the cloud while you're eating the ice cream.
Yeah, that's a transcendent.
That sounds like a great new yoga position.
Oh, Fred, I'm so sorry you're not here tasting all this delicious ice cream.
You guys realize I'm sitting here ice creamless.
Well, Fred, you're always welcome to come.
Why don't you run to the freezer, Fred, and get some of your own?
Yeah, some
I think
plain,
I'll go so back to the tequila.
Some plain old vanilla.
No, I just had to have some more of this. What's this thing I'm eating here?
That is a sweet cream with the fudge and the cajeta swirl.
The cajeta swirl. Delicious. It's really very good. Okay, so now you also have. By the way, when does this ice cream festival start?
It starts next Wednesday.
And it goes through?
August 25th. And it's served at all of our locations.
So name some of your locations so that people who are drooling here, they might want to...
Locally, we're in South Beach on Lincoln Road, 1119 Lincoln Road, right across from the movie theater, and in Mary Brickell Village, 900 South Miami Avenue.
Okay. Well, can they come in and just have the ice cream and not the rest?
That's right. You could just come in and have... You could have just a paleta, just a popsicle if you wanted.
Oh, yum. All right. Okay. Now, here's something else I was surprised to find. You have an ice cream stuffed churros?
That's...
Now, first of all, a churros is like a stringy donut.
That's correct. That's
how are you stuffing it with ice cream?
So we pre-scoop the ice cream out and put it in the freezer. And then when we're ready to fry it, we make a sopapilla dough. Which is a little bit lighter in a when you're making a dough. It's a very easy to play with dough. So what we're going to do is put the ice cream into the dough, wrap it up, and then fry it. It comes out a little bit...
So you fry the dough, and the ice cream stays frozen, hopefully.
That's correct, yes. That's the plan.
So you better eat it right away.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, and we didn't mention, we have to go to a break in a second, but we've got these ice cream cones here.
Right, we're also offering, yes, if you'd like an ice cream cone with your selection of ice creams, you could have a Mexican and vanilla papita homemade ice cream cone.
Ooh.
Oh, that's delicious. Well, we're going to take a short break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We're talking about National Ice Cream Month with Chef James Colley. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. We're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. And we've been talking about July, National Ice Cream Month. We've been gorging ourselves on these wonderful ice creams. Helping us celebrate is Rosa Mexicano Regional Executive Chef James Colley. I'm drooling here still because I got this wonderful ice cream cone at the break. The Mexican restaurant chain is having an ice cream festival, and we've been tasting their amazing treats. But on another note, here's a chance if you want to help fight childhood hunger across America, and that's tonight. Share Our Strength is now called Taste of the Nation, South Florida, and they have their benefit tonight at the Lowe's Hotel, Miami Beach. It goes on from 7 to 10 p.m. Over 50 restaurants with wines and spirits. It's really an important event, and 100% of the ticket sales go to Share Our Strength. So a really important event. For more information, you can go to tasteofthenation.org. With dinner in minutes, I thought we'd have... I just would like to have the ice cream for my dinner.
However, go along with that, too.
However...
We'll just forget it, then.
No, it's Mexican. We got a Mexican dinner here. It's a turkey and mushroom quesadilla. The variety of textures and flavors, the earthy, meaty mushrooms, soft cheese, crisp tortillas, and it makes a really quick, tasty meal. And then to go with it, we have a corn and black bean salad. It's really simple. You sauté the mushrooms until they're soft. You add a little spinach and it melts. Take that out of the pan. Don't have to wash the pan. Use the same pan. Spray it with a little olive oil and then crisp up the tortilla in it. Put the mushrooms back and spinach back in the tortilla. Put some cheese on it. Fold it over. Turn it over. Put a cover on for a second to melt the cheese. It's so easy to make. It'd be great if you have it with this ice cream.
In 15 minutes?
I'll give you another 5 minutes.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. So for the corn and black bean salad, just defrost corn kernels. Add some rinsed, drained black beans and some salad dressing. Mix that all together. And that whole recipe and a photo is at dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Okay, Fred, I bet on you for wine here. So what's going on?
Well, you know, wine and ice cream, that's I don't know. I think Bonnie and Joe will back me up on this. When Linda chooses her topic, she always tries to find something impossible to match with wine.
Thank you,
Fred. She'll invite the lady who runs the elementary school lunch program, and I'm supposed to come up with a wine with that? It's kind of like Click and Clack on NPR's Car Talk program when they play Stump the Chump, and Linda is the stumper, and I get to be the chumper.
I'm glad you know your place.
But, Fred, what about with the jalapeno and the gherkin and all those different flavors? You can come up with something for that.
Didn't I just cry out for a tequila shooter?
That would be perfect.
Yes.
I think that would be fabulous. But anyway, this time, Linda, I'm waiting for you. I have not just one wine ice cream match, but several, and they're perfectly mainline. Nothing weird here. Well, nothing too weird. First, try this. Rum raisin ice cream with Gonzales Baez extra sweet dessert dulce sherry from Spain, from the Pedro Jimenez grape. This dessert wine is made with grapes that are picked extra ripe and then laid on straw mats in the sun to evaporate most of their juices, just leaving nothing but sugars and acids. And it actually tastes like raisins itself. And it's so sweet and thick with sugar that you don't even have to sip it. They literally, in Spain, they pour it over the ice cream and have it just like chocolate sauce. And you can dazzle your guests, and it's only $18 a bottle.
It's really, really good, this type of sherry.
Will that be on the website for people who want to?
Right, yeah. I'll put this up on the website.
Oh, will it be? That's your website, Linda. Will you have it there?
Anything for you, Fred.
Oh, I appreciate it. And just to show I can do this with one hand tied behind my back, I shall now reveal ice cream matches using sake, beer, and even scotch.
Oh.
First, sake. You serve coconut ice cream with a glass of Tyku, that's T-Y-K-U, coconut nigori sake. This is a sweet dessert sake. It's sweet and silky, and it's cloudy with rice and infused with coconut. So, it goes perfectly with coconut ice cream, and it's only $20 a bottle. Now, beer. You might think it would be hard to match beer, but it's not. I actually have talked about this before. You take Reese's peanut butter ice cream, peanut butter pieces ice cream, and use chocolate stout by Rogue's Brewery in Oregon. This is a hearty, inky black stout that has real chocolate added to it. So you pour the stout in a big glass, plop in two scoops of the ice cream, and you have a perfect dry and lightly alcoholic adult float, and it's only $6 for a 22-ounce bottle. Finally, scotch. Now, this is counterintuitive, but it's absolutely delicious. My foodie friends Danny and Barbara introduced me to this. You take a big bowl of vanilla bean ice cream, really good quality stuff. You top it with a jigger of scotch, and you can use cheap scotch because you're going to adulterate it so much. And then you give it a teaspoon of finely ground dark-roasted Cuban espresso coffee beans. It doesn't sound that great, but it's just absolutely delicious. And I actually have a lot more matches, but I'm out of time. So if I can do a plug, just check my wine column in the Miami Herald next Thursday, and there'll be even more ice cream matches.
Wow.
And it just goes to show that they can make you grow old, but they can't make you grow up.
Thank you, Fred Tasker. Chef, did you have something you wanted to add to him? Okay, so I think we mentioned all the flavors that you've brought for us to taste.
Pretty much, yes.
But there's a sundae. There's an unbelievable sundae.
The sundae is a combination of strawberry rosewater ice cream, and this is a unique flavor, amaranth granola with a honey caramel swirl. Mm.
All this is in one glass?
Yes. Okay. Well, in a bowl. Yeah, served in a bowl. Right. And that's going to be served with fresh mint. You'll have caramel sauce. You'll have amaranth granola in there. And something unique is rose petals for a garnish.
Wow.
Can you eat rose petals?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
not
sure.
Like the rose petals that grow in your garden. Not they're edible rose petals.
If they haven't had any sprays on them,
they're pink.
Right.
Yeah. No DDT preferred.
No.
Okay. So now, tell us if we wanted to make ice cream at home.
Right.
So what are some tips for us?
Make sure the ones that are at home don't taste it before it gets in the freezer.
The people. Oh, why? Because it won't be left for the freezer.
Exactly. Right. Okay. Seriously speaking, just make sure you follow your recipe, making sure that, you know, your freezers definitely have enough space in it. A lot of times people will make their ice cream in a packed freezer and it just doesn't get hard enough. So when they go to put the ice cream in the freezer, it's so packed that, you know, you can't freeze it. So it comes off like a soft serve, which is not bad.
You could decrease your freezer temperature before that.
That's a good idea as well. Yes.
Right. And also, I think one thing people don't realize is once you've made the ice cream, no matter what kind of machine you've made it in or whatever, it really needs to mature. So you need to put it back in the freezer and let it stay for an hour or
two.
That's
right. Absolutely. And also, a lot of people over-churn their ice cream, which will then turn it into mush.
How do you know when to stop?
Usually, it's as soon as it starts to look like a soft serve ice cream, that's when you stop. Okay. A lot of times, people will just turn the switch on and then leave for the afternoon. So,
you know, my advice like is to get an electric ice cream maker, because if you've ever hand churned it, it takes about 3 days to do it.
Yes, that's great. That's really the way to go. And some come with timers to do that as well.
All right. And we're almost out of time, but just a quick tip. If you're going to serve it to people, put your dishes in the freezer.
So then the ice cream
won't puddle when you put it on the dish when you're serving it. And it's been really a wonderful, tasty week. We could go on and on.
Indeed. Let's have him back sometime.
Thank you, James. Thank you.
This is one of our most popular Mexican festivals, so it's really, really popular.
Okay. Thank you.
That's Chef James Cawley. Thank you for joining us and for bringing us these wonderful treats. Rosa Mexicano Ice Cream Festival starts next Wednesday and it goes on through August 25th. And they're located on Lincoln Road?
On Lincoln Road in Mary Brickle Village.
And Mary Brickle Village. Fred Tasker, great advice as always. I knew I would win my bet.
Mail me some ice cream, okay?
Okay. I'll ask Chef to do that for you. Joe Cooper and Bonnie, you ate very well today.
Indeed.
Yes, you did.
It was fun.
Well, Fred's in Michigan, right?
Yes.
So we have an outpost there in Minneapolis. That's close to him.
Okay.
I'll be there this afternoon.
Next week will be our very popular one-hour restaurant roundabout with Jen Koretnik. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.